Hi, Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. And the breaking story today is, once again, Operation Epic Fury. Bombing again has begun against Iran by the United States and the forces of Israel. We all knew this was coming. We didn't know exactly when it was coming. Each day, especially when I did the Friday wrap-up, sometimes I start them a little early to be able to get them done in time and put up on the website, and I had to be watching lately to make sure I kept that open and recorded it later most days, because I never knew when the breaking news would be this. We knew it was coming, and President Trump tells the Iranians that your hour of freedom is at hand. Sounds like Douglas MacArthur when he landed in the Philippines after he said, "I shall return." He said to the Filipinos, "Rise up and strike against the Japanese, for your hour of freedom has come." President Donald Trump encouraged the Iranian people to take their government back. Once again, the United States and Israel finished a major combat operation in Iran. The U.S. and Israel launched this joint attack just after 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and the Pentagon dubbed it as Operation Epic Fury. In video remarks posted on Truth Social, Trump addressed the Iranian people directly and told them to seize control of their destiny. "I said after the very first attack last spring that I was for the attacks, I was for taking out their nuclear weapons, and I was also at that time for them to knock off the Ayatollah and do a regime change. I was for that. And when they left that whole government in alive, I should just say, when they left them alive, I said it was a defeated mission. I also predicted they did not successfully stop the nuclear proliferation experiments going on inside of Iran. And as I said at the time, the head of the snake was not cut off. And when the head is still on the body of the snake, it's going to come back alive and it's going to come and strike you again." And that's what was going on. But this time, Donald Trump, in my opinion, did it right. He took out the head of the snake. And I find it funny because I'm going through and I put this up on the message board. And this is where you want to go. You want to go to our message board and the main page to get most of the news. But what we did do starting yesterday morning, and we may continue having something like this, is I found a Fox site. It's not the Fox News that you know, but it's Fox USA News. And it goes 24 hours a day continuously. And it goes live on YouTube. And I put up yesterday all of the live about the Iranian strikes and what's going on. The three soldiers that were killed and the five wounded so far. And that's going live. So if you go to theplaintruth.com and go to the Plain Truth Today broadcast, the podcast, you can get these. Sundays will probably still be playing live for the whole week, so we may even redo that. But the head of the snake was killed, and I thought, and I put it, like I said, I put it on the message board, that even Ben-Gvir and his Israeli spokesman said, "There were those who had doubts, those who said we can't succeed or won't succeed, but the head of the snake has been severed." And that's what I said from day one needed to be done, and it was done. And I think that's good news. I will say, if Donald Trump had done this when Israel asked him for in the springtime, and he was killed then when they knew where he was, and they could have done the same thing they did over the weekend, they could have done the same thing last spring. Just think, there would have been 32,000 Iranians maybe alive today that were protesting, hoping that Donald Trump would help them, and were murdered in the streets of Iran because the head of the snake was still there. And we saw with these last negotiations that they were doing, they had no intentions of giving up their nuclear program. And now we have a bunch of Democrats saying this is an illegal war. It's funny, we haven't declared war through Congress since 1942. The last time we declared war after Pearl Harbor was Japan, Germany, and then in 1942, Romania. And then we've had the Korean War, we've had the Vietnam War, we had wars with under Ronald Reagan, we had, of course, the first Gulf War, we had the second Gulf War, the war with Afghanistan, Iraq. We've had war after war after war. We had Barack Obama bombing the Syrian when they were doing mass destruction of people, nothing to do with American security. And these Democrats had no problem supporting Barack Obama when he was going to do that. Like they had no problem when Barack Obama was putting kids in cages. But the nation building has to be done. And I'm going to get into in a minute how you're going to have to do nation building, because it's going to take a lot. And I'm afraid, and that's what I'm afraid of, is that Donald Trump does not have a plan for nation building that he intends to do. He has a plan to get the oil from Iran, and I think that's mainly the cause of this whole thing. But then again, the problem still is, if you don't have a plan, and that's going to take boots on the ground, don't have to be all Americans, but it's going to take boots on the ground, or you cannot control the area with air power alone. And there is a reason why Eisenhower and MacArthur needed troops in Japan and Germany and in Eastern and Western, not Eastern, but Western Europe after World War II to ensure that peace would stay, because you had Nazi elements and you still had Japanese kamikaze elements within Japan after the war, and they had to be systematically rooted out and destroyed. And that's what nation building is going to take. But nation building in Iran does not mean you're going to make an American-style democracy, because that is not what you can do. America's form of government has to have three things. Number one, you can't do nation building and make it after the American government, just like MacArthur knew it. He didn't turn Japan into a little America, and neither did Eisenhower over in Europe. The truth is, a American way of life, our constitutions require a Christian nation. I know today people don't want to hear that, but it requires a Christian nation. It also needs morals. You got to have morals, and that can be not just Christian, but just morals in general. And the third thing, you have to have a well-educated people. The Puritans came to America in 1630 after the Pilgrims, and the first three things that they built other than their own homes was a prison. Number one, because they knew there was bad people they're going to have to take care of. A church, because they were over here for religious freedom, and the church was the most important thing in their mind. And thirdly, what they did was build Harvard University, the first university in America, by 1633. Within 3 years, they built a university, because they knew people needed to read or write. Because our democracy is based on Puritanism, not Southern aristocrats like Thomas Jefferson were or George Washington. We really built our nation upon the principles of Puritan New England's way that they did government. Here is a fantastic comment about building nations, which I'm hoping this administration knows.
Well, you know, there are two lessons that I take from history that worry me. One is that rarely do regimes topple when they confront airstrikes alone. That is to say, usually you have to couple airstrikes with some kind of force on the ground. And right now, there is no force on the ground. Donald Trump is not going to send 100,000 American troops into Iran. Israel is not going to send 100,000 troops into Iran. And so the question is, who's going to be the fighter? Who's the ally? Who is going to use weapons or perhaps civil society to take advantage of the fact that the supreme leader is gone? And the second thing that worries me is that history suggests that regimes collapse when the state starts to defect from the leadership. When you see the security services, when you see ministries start to peel away from the state. We have not yet seen indications that the Revolutionary Guard, that the ministries are really ready to say, we're done. And it's important to keep in mind that this was a regime that survived on patronage. Many members of the government, many members of the security apparatus, many members of the intelligence agencies, they were paid by this regime. They prospered.
And we cut that off right now, because the truth of the matter is they're still shooting missiles. They're still going to have a new supreme leader. This war is not over with. And I think we're going to find out this week how well we're going to be when it comes to, do we have a plan to put boots on the ground? And I'm going to get into this after the break that's coming up about the plain truth. But what we need to think about if we're going to really have stability and peace in that region for a while. We all know the Bible says we're not going to have it forever, but we might have it for a little while. So I'll be right back with after these words. Hi, Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com, the place to go to find the late breaking news, like today's Iranian bombing by the United States and Israel. What it means for you, where it's found in the Bible, if it is, what Bible prophecy concerns you, your family, your future, because it does, and what it means for the United States of America. You know, I said all the time, the United States of America is the most mentioned nation in all of the Bible, but people just don't know the name it's given in the Bible. You can find all of that by going to theplaintruth.com, to the literature section, where you can find the United States of America's identity in prophecy, and you can find many of these podcasts which explains that. That's theplaintruth.com and The Plain Truth Today. Go there every day. You'll be glad you did, and you will understand what you need to know to help you and protect you and your family. Well, we're back, and I want to go over briefly what I think would be the right strategy, and it's almost the strategy of our leaders after World War II. And that is, we have to go over there with a United Nation type force, not just all Americans. You're going to have many, many people from Saudi Arabia, from Egypt, from all of the Kuwait, all the governments, the Muslim type governments that are our allies today. I would keep the Israelis out of the peacekeeping mission. You have to have the people from Europe who we have alienated. Right now, England did not even give us permission to use their air bases or any assets of England to do this raid. So we have alienated our number one foreign ally in all the world, England. But hopefully, we could get them on board. We could get France on board, Germany on board. It would not even be wrong to try to, I would not get Russia on board because they are a villain themselves when it comes to Ukraine. But I would try to get China on board. China is not proven to be anybody's enemy. Regardless of all the hoopla and all the propaganda you are getting concerning China, they are not your enemy. They're trying to sell you goods. Does it make sense if you're a salesman that you land the biggest account of your life and it's 3/4 of your income, then the next day you plot how you can assassinate that customer? Does that even make sense? But unfortunately, the fake media and crooked politicians have sold you a bill of goods to hide their theft out of your pockets and doing nothing but blaming China. Remember, Hitler blamed the Jews for all the problems of Germany when they had nothing to do with the problems of Germany. Well, your politicians and the presses involved, the fake media, are corrupt people who are constantly stealing from your pockets for themselves and for their cronies. And when they get caught in a problem, they blame China. And that's the easy thing to do. Find somebody else to blame. Find another villain in the village that you can blame. And that's what is with China. So this peacekeeping force would have to include China's approval. And I think China would join if it was a good thing. So if you had the whole world going in there with troops like we did after World War II, then I believe, and they're going to have to stay there 10 years, 15 years, and help stabilize that government, bring back the Shah's son, have a constitutional monarchy, something that, England has a constitutional monarchy. People don't realize that. But it is not the American form of government. Have a constitutional monarchy, and you keep them under the control of that peacekeeping force. You really have to name a supreme allied commander, like Truman named Douglas MacArthur after the end of World War II, to rule Japan with an iron fist and to write their constitution. If we follow the procedures that our leaders followed after World War II, you know, those leaders that Donald Trump today calls idiots because they allowed other countries that we were trying to rebuild have tariffs against America. And we are calling what our people, what we did in the 1940s and the 1950s, stupid. They were not stupid. They prevented a nuclear World War III. They turned Germany into a pacifist country. They turned Japan into a pacifist country. What are we doing today under Donald Trump? We're making Germany into a powerhouse again. We're making Japan into a powerhouse again. Do we really want a Nazified Germany to gain control of the German people again? Do we really want the Samurai kamikaze culture to take over Japan again? Because that is what's happening. And we need to go back and understand that the people like Dwight Eisenhower, like George Marshall, like Douglas MacArthur, these people knew how to bring peace to Europe and to Asia, and they did so. They did so for many, many years. And we defeated Soviet communism very well under Ronald Reagan by out-competing them, forcing them in really into bankruptcy. Follow the things that worked in the past and avoid the things that did not work in the past. So if Donald Trump decides to go it alone, do everything to, for his ego, build statues, golden statues of himself in, you know, in the square in Tehran, it's going to fail. It's going to be miserably fail, and we're going to find ourselves in a lot of problems all over again, like we did with Afghanistan, Iraq, George Bush administration, the King George II, as I call him. It's going to fail. But if Donald Trump and his advisors learn and he can finally get some adults in the room, to me, the only advisor he has who may be an adult in the room is Rubio, and I'm not too sure about that. But if you got the right advisors and they were to go into this Iran situation, as we did after World War II, we would come out victor, and we would build a nation where the people would be safe from tyrants, and the people would learn over time, learn how to be a democratic people. It takes time. It does not happen overnight, and you're going to need to have a world force in there. It cannot just be United States. It's got to be all of the westernized world, and China is part of the Western world, by the way. We may not want to admit that, but they really have become part of the Western world. Russia, on the other hand, is not part of the Western world. They have not, they've never really progressed. They're that big clumsy bear that basically is still living in the 19th century, and their mindset is the 19th century. They're not modern at all. The modern people today, other than the United States and Western Europe, is China and Japan. And these people have to be represented in this world peacekeeping force. And it's that simple. If you had China, Japan, Europe, Canada, America, are these countries all invested in bringing peace to Iran and stability, you would have the beginning of a coalition of a peace treaty that would last for a little while. We know it won't last forever, and I'll get to that after the commercial. But we could have a peace treaty to have a little bit of peace in the Middle East for a while before all hell breaks loose, which the Bible says is going to happen. And we're going to get into that after a brief word about theplaintruth.com. Hi, Bob Barney for theplaintruth.com, the one place to go to find out what's happening today, why it's happening, if God predicted it would happen, and what our future is. Because you can learn from history by reading your Bible. The Bible has a good, accurate historical context. But also, you can learn about the future headlines from reading the Bible. Because most of the prophecy in the prophets and other places in your Bible have not yet occurred. Some people say up to 3/4 of all prophecy found in the prophets of the Bible have not yet occurred. They are really end time prophecies when Jesus Christ returns to this earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And to understand those prophecies that they are tomorrow's headlines, your Bible is really like a forecast of news for tomorrow, then you need to read the Bible, you need to understand the Bible, and you also need to know who the players today are as they are mentioned in the Bible, because they have sometimes different names in the Bible than they go by today. And that is a very important thing that we try to do here on The Plain Truth, is to explain just who the nations of the Bible are today. For example, we always say, the nation of Israel, the name Israel belongs to the tribe of Joseph. And the tribe of Joseph is the United States of America and Great Britain. Denmark, for example, is the tribe of Dan. Reuben is the tribe of, is France today. And also, you should understand that Assyria, which is going to be a big player in end time prophecy, is Germany. That's theplaintruth.com. Go there every day. We're back for the final moments of the attack on Iran, and I wanted to get into some other news about that. It was reported yesterday, of course, that Iran is sending missiles towards other Arab nations, and they've actually attacked other countries that are Muslim countries other than just Israel. But in Israel, I saw a synagogue was hit with a missile, and there was casualties there. There are probably quite a few dead people right now in Israel itself, It's going to be really trying for the Israeli people. They're really the Jewish people, the people of Judah, not Israel. But we won't get into that right in this program. But I wanted to finish up and wrap this up that they're going to go after anybody that's hurting them. And that is everybody. So they have been going after not only Israel, they've been going after targets in Bahrain, Kuwait. United Arab Emirates. And there was another report that I have on the Plain Truth message board that secretly the new leader of Saudi Arabia, the prince, really wanted Donald Trump and the Israelis to do what they did and to take out the Ayatollah this time, because he evidently saw that leaving him alive really did not bring any stability to the region. Now, be aware, this week, we're going to know what people really think is going to happen. Does Donald Trump have a plan or not? And how are you going to know that? You're going to know that by the price of gold this week and the price of silver this week and the price of oil. If oil goes up dramatically this entire week, then the pundits and the people who seem to know what's best, what's going to happen anyway, if you see the price of oil really keep climbing and not stabilizing, then that means the players in the market think this war is going to drag on, and that's not good for America and what the Americans want to do. And I just want to point that out right now. And also, if you see gold not go anywhere, then again, the players who seem to have some good knowledge are going to be betting on the fact that there's going to be more stability than less stability. But if gold ends up topping $6,000, it's at $5,300 right now, and if it goes up to $5,400, $5,500, $5,600 right away this week, and silver tops $100 again, that's telling you that the people that's somewhat in the know think this war is going to drag on and that there is not going to be immediate stability. And again, that simply is not good for the United States, the American people, and our allies around the world. And we're just going to have to figure out what's going to happen there. That's all I can say. And we'll see this week, and we'll keep you informed about that. Also, I saw a report, I think I said this before, but I saw a report, you better be careful when you open your emails, because the Iranians are very good at cyber attacks on American people and on your personal emails and your bank accounts and things like that. Plus, I would be very leery about going to malls and to restaurants and to places in the big cities, especially in the littler cities or places like that. I don't think you have as much to worry. But we have thousands of people that made it over the border that are Iranian terrorists into maybe some 200 or 300, maybe even up to 1,000 sleeper cells across the United States that can do a lot of damage in the next week, 2 or 3 weeks, or even longer, and kill a lot of American citizens, more so than 9/11. So I would suggest that people really be aware of their surroundings and know what's going on, because it could get really tough if this war lingers on and these sleeper cells that Joe Biden allowed to cross the border with everybody else, 10 million plus people back from 2021 to 2024, before Donald Trump correctly and did a good job closing the border down, like I said, the best advice I can give is just be aware of your surrounding is what's going on, because it could get really bad out there for the American public. And especially like if you're in other countries, if you're in Western Europe or you're in England, which is basically London's a Muslim town, and maybe New York City now, and Detroit, of course, these places where you're a tourist or you're an American working abroad, be aware, listen to what the State Department says, and be aware of your surroundings and be aware of what's going on, because you could become a target for Islamic terrorist pro-Iranian sympathizers, and that is a true threat. So danger is all around us, and like I just said, we'll know that by the price of oil, the price of gold, the price of silver, and what the stock market does, because the stock market, certain stocks probably will go up, the military-type stocks, but other stocks will not go up as well if there is this sense of doom and gloom for the Americans and their marketplace. So there's a lot to watch out for this week. The Plain Truth is going to try to keep you abreast of what's going on and what you should be doing for yourself and for your family, what it means to you to be at war with an enemy that wants to kill you anyway. They really want you dead if you're a Christian, if you're an American in general. They want you dead unless you're a Muslim American that sympathizes with them. And that's what I just want to just say. Be careful out there. I will say again, the Democrats are the one reason why if they don't take over the Senate and they don't take over the House, they're at fault. Not Donald Trump, they're at fault, because right away you get all of these senators and congresspeople and the Democrats, two Republicans, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's mad at Donald Trump, maybe rightfully so, and Thomas Massie, who is now becoming a Democrat in name only, a Republican in name only, or Democrat, whatever you want to call him, who said that we didn't declare war properly in Congress and this was an illegal move. He would have agreed with this probably 4 years ago or 8 years ago. But the Democrats themselves, when the American people listen to their idea that we had to declare war before we could attack Iran, it's just simply nonsense. I do agree that Congress should get involved and Congress should give a war powers resolution to this president to keep conducting this operation. But I don't think he needed it right away. I think he's got 60 days. I listened to lawyer Dershowitz, who said the same thing I'm just saying right here. And he's a constitutional scholar and he's right. The president has certain powers. Barack Obama used it, the Democrats didn't worry. And Bill Clinton used it with that baby milk factory. Nobody seemed to worry. And so that's where I stand on that. And at last, I will say we should pray to God if we believe in God. And I hope you do. If you're listening to this program, I'm thinking you do believe in God. You may be searching for the real God, and we're trying to bring that real God to you. But to pray for the soldiers that are fighting for your freedom, and they're also fighting for what I do believe is a good cause. It was a good cause to go against Germany, to go against Japan back in World War II. I'm not so certain it was a great cause to go into Vietnam. I don't think it was necessarily a great cause to try to do nation building in Iraq and Afghanistan like we tried to do. But I think what we're doing right now, if Donald Trump doesn't weaken up and end up just doing Bush-type policies, and it's pretty discouraging when John Bolton's out there, the warmonger of warmongers, saying that President Trump did the right thing. That always makes me wonder, did he really do the right thing? But he did. He really did. But let's just see if he goes through with it, because that's it. If he does not go through with it, everything we just had over this last weekend, like in the spring, is going to be just a futile attempt to bring peace to a region that is not going to, on its own, find peace. The Bible says that. And everybody really in the know knows that. So in short, please keep in touch and go to theplaintruth.com every day and go to the Plain Truth Today. That's the podcast section you see from theplaintruth.com. And we'll have, I'm sure all week long, we're going to have a lot on this war. We got some other things we are going to have on the podcast as well. You know, spring is right around the corner. And to God, spring is the new year. March 20th is the new year. I have a show on that I recorded last weekend on the Sabbath day. And I'm going to play that sometime this week to introduce everybody who has not been aware of it, that the new year is about coming. And we'll play it again at the new year, but that's going to be this week as well. But until everything is figured out, and stay with theplaintruth.com and the message board and these broadcasts, and you'll probably know what you should know. Until tomorrow, Bob Barney for The Plain Truth saying bye-bye.